It's the pig.
The pig.
The pig.
$0.68.
15 copies at 75 cents.
Could you staple them?
77 cents. We are smoking today.
Mailboxes and works, etc. For all your shipping, copying, key making, laminating needs. This is Liz. Can I help you?
Mom, will you tell Peeny to get off the computer? I have to check Samantha's webpage. She's taking bets on who's going to get asked to the homecoming dance, and I want to know my odds.
I need the computer for my homework, Mom.
He's on a website called cockfight.com.
Hey! It's my agricultural project.
It's chickens with knives.
What is going on?
You forget that I'm bigger than you. You're going down.
We're going to have to close the store and go home.
Figures, right at the height of the 4 o'clock rush.
Dylan Baker, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Dylan Baker, of course, is one of the stars of The Pits. It airs Sundays at 9:30 on Fox. And life is a bowl of cherries, but you can't have cherries without the pits. And that's a quote from Bob Pitt. And, you know, The Pits are very funny. It's a comic book type of a show with the unluckiest family in the world of The Pits. And the life is The Pits with you guys.
It's a fact. They've said it's like a live action Simpsons Halloween episode every week.
It is, but you know, it's comical, and it also is funny. And it also is got some little other sides to it as well. But it seems to me like you're the only family that's ever been hit by lightning, carjacked, attacked by sharks, turned into vampires. I mean, or werewolves. I mean, whatever it is, it happens to you guys.
If it can happen to somebody, it happens to us.
Yeah, and you would think that you're just your average family that owns a mailbox, blah 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 blah, blah company, but no, it's just amazing.
It's a fact.
Tell me a little bit about you. I know that you've done pretty much everything, from stage to screen to TV. What got you? From what I can tell here, it doesn't look like you did a lot of comedy, but I guess you've done everything from Shakespeare to everything else. You are in a movie right now, which is out, called Head of State with Chris Rock and Bernie Mac. And
mm-hmm.
that. How'd you end up in this series?
Well, it's a long road, I guess. I started out, of course, doing theater for about 10 years in various places before I got to New York, and I also studied in school, Shakespeare and Chekhov and Ibsen and all that good stuff, the classics, and rolled that all into the character of Bob Pitt, I guess.
And, of course, you brought with you the prestige of Yale School of Drama.
Yes, because, you can't do a show like The Pits without a little prestige shining through every now and then. I've done a lot of different things. I've been very lucky that way. But when I read the thing for The Pits, I was struck that by the comedy of it. I thought it was really funny. But I also thought that the producers, Mike Scully and Julie Thacker, really had an image of a little family that was not dysfunctional, but rather very functional, and trying to deal with all of these awful, awful things that happen to them week after week. And even though the show is way over the top, you kind of get sort of a bit of reality, if you will, if I can stretch it that far, but also that these guys love each other.
Hey, I was going to say that. This is, on the if you take everything out of there, a very loving family.
I think so.
Yeah, I think so too. And that does come through.
And, every now and then we go through our things. Like you said, this week we turn into werewolves and try to kill the kids. But what parents haven't had that fantasy? just the chance to go after them once in a while. But every week they've been throwing, the writers are amazing. They've come from, The Simpsons. They've written for Seinfeld, for Letterman. They've been fired off some of the funniest shows on TV. They're great people and hilarious. And each week we at our little table reads, we just we laugh our heads off.
I mean, I even laughed when I heard that the name of the business was Mailboxes and More Plus.
Yes.
I mean, you know exactly what kind of business that is, but they can't use the real name, so
right.
They made it. That's pretty funny. Now, your wife on the show, Liz, of the perky wife that you have, played by Kelly Waymire.
Uh-huh.
How's the chemistry between you guys in real life?
Well, she's just a great gal, I got to say. We have had a great time working with each other. And right from the beginning, Mike Scully said that in hiring us, he was looking for wholesome, kind of real nice American couple. And he, of course, got me. I'd been in that movie Happiness, where I played a pedophile. And Kelly had played on 6 Feet Under and played a prostitute. And he said, there it is, a little slice of Americana, the perfect American couple.
You did, in Happiness, that was a really tough role, and you ended up getting a nomination for Best Actor from the Independent Spirit Award, so they obviously recognized your ability to act in a role that wasn't a nice role.
That's true.
It was actually a good role, but wasn't a good character.
Yeah, I mean, working with Todd Solondz was just incredible. He's an amazing filmmaker and constantly coming out with stuff that you read. I thought it was the best film script I'd ever read when I picked up Happiness, and when it was offered to me, I there was no moment's hesitation. I said, well, heck, if you want me to do this, I would love to.
We had Lizzie Kaplan on the show, who plays your 15-year-old Faith. She seems like a nice young lady.
She's great. She's just a great gal and having a lot of fun with the thing. She's got an episode where we're down in the basement and just when she's supposed to appear in a music video at her school, so the water boiler blows up and a pipe goes through her head, and it's fine. She would be fine if she just left it there, but she's embarrassed. You know how kids are, and wants to get it out. So we have to go through that.
Some of the funniest scenes are actually when she's walking around with the pipe through her head. I mean,
they did a great thing where you do the camera view through the pipe.
Yeah, visually, it's very, very funny.
Yeah. And I don't know if you knew or not, but we're going to do two episodes, not this Sunday. This Sunday it'll be on at 9:30, and then the following Sunday they're going to do two, one at 7:30 and one at 9:30, to celebrate Easter, basically, because, you know.
What a better way to celebrate Easter than with a family of people who get in trouble every week.
I think that's what Jesus would do, don't you?
Well, I don't know. I guess he would forgive. He would forgive all the situations that are involved here, probably. But yeah, nowadays I'm still confused about what kind of car he drives. So
that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But we never blame him for anything that goes wrong.
Absolutely not. Now the 12-year-old on the show, Petey. Tell me a little bit about David Henry.
Well, David Henry, I don't know if he'd done a whole lot before he came to us. He grew up in Arizona, and all he wanted to talk about was hockey. He's a big time ice hockey fan, and he's knows about all the teams and plays himself. He's on some league in L.A. I think there's, whenever he plays there, of course, there's about 3 Fox executives skating alongside of him to make sure they protect his face, because he's a real winner. We do the pits in front of a live studio audience, and every week they just go crazy for David Henry. Let me tell you, they're screaming for him.
You know, the only thing I haven't seen on the show is the big-name guest stars. Is that something that maybe will be coming in the future?
Well, you know, I've been told I'm not supposed to give away names, but Tom Cruise, Mel Gibson, and Cameron Diaz are all people that we'd like to have on the show someday.
And, of course, they're lining up at this point now.
I think the line forms. Actually, that special 7:30 show, we do have Dan Castellaneta.
From The Simpsons,
Homer Simpson,
of course.
And Krusty the Clown, and he plays the voice of an evil ventriloquist dummy, who I've had in my basement for 25 years, and of course comes out to, he basically takes over takes over our house from us, because I'm sort of, you know, sort of kicks us out, and we end up living in an abandoned beaver dam. To get away from, which is, again, those typical sitcom cliches that happen every week on different...
The character you play, though, You know, all these terrible things happen. Horrible tragedies strike regularly, but Bob always looks on the bright side and figures that things could always be worse.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. I think he's the eternal optimist. I think I took a page from my father, who my father certainly didn't have that kind of bad luck, but he did have to go through. He's not with us anymore. He passed in 83, but when my father was born in Lewistown, Montana, he grew up in just one of the real hell holes of the country. Whenever we'd be sitting there in the living room, and he'd go, "Look, Lewistown's on the news again." And we'd look up, and it would say, "The coldest place in the country is Lewistown, Montana, at 150 below." You know, and then later in the summer, he'd say, "Look, look," and he said, "Lewistown, Montana, the hottest place in the country at 105."
Hmm.
And he had polio when he was 6 months old, and never let it stop him. Went through college at the University of Washington, and then graduated from law school at Georgetown Law School in Washington, D.C., and became a lawyer, and just went through life and always had to wear a leg brace. And you would never know that this guy had anything wrong. He never looked at it but that the glass was half full, and I think Bob Pitt has a little bit of his optimism.
I'm expecting that one of the Pitts will come down with some terrible disease, SARS or something. They're going to go to the airport and get SARS.
Well, if they could lose it by the next episode,
exactly.
It'll be fine.
Of course. And one of the great lines in the show, if you haven't watched the Pitts, folks, you got to check the show out. It's really, really funny. Sundays at 9:30 on Fox. And one of the episodes, Satan possessed Petey.
Right.
And they brought in an exorcism, and Bob says that you've got to take that 666 and turn it into 999. Love that. That kind of attitude is a great attitude to go through.
Absolutely. Going to be sunny tomorrow.
And Bob, of course, during that episode was showing something, some kind of terrible welt you had on your arm. Was it bee stings or something? I don't know.
Well, yeah. We had been flying kites at the beach and got struck by lightning, hit the whole family. Didn't just hit one of us, it hit all four of us.
Mm-hmm.
And then as I tried to get the fire out that was enveloping me, I rolled into a scorpion nest.
There you go.
Got a few bites. But, yeah. Heck, it was a fun day at the beach.
The station wagon gets swallowed in a sinkhole in the driveway. Aliens, birds, they all visit the Pitts. And that's Sundays at 9:30. Dylan, it was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good luck on the show. Hope it gets renewed and stays for a while.
Well, we hope so. We'll see.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.